tent, just as far as coverage goes.
You know what? And it's great from, I think, from a safety aspect, because you have to be able to do both. You have to be able to play the pass and the run equally. You know, Pac-10 spreads the ball out a lot. You know, you got, like, you know, Steve Smith, you got Dwayne Jarrett, sometimes in the slot. And as a safety like myself, you know, I go down and cover one-on-one, which helped me tremendously in my cover skills, which hopefully I display at the NFL and they know that. So, and then, of course, you always got to be a run support safety. You're playing safety. So it was kind of the best of both worlds to become, a, you know, an overall good safety.
Did you play strong safety?
Both. We were both interchangeable. Our safeties both had to do. We had to be able to play in the box and cover. So to play safety, you had to do both sides. So. So that's one of my best friends. Yeah. He did. He actually. We talked a couple times. He actually called me last night. I missed his call, but he told me what to expect and how to relax a little bit while I'm here, and you know, just kind of soak it all up and enjoy it. So. Yeah. Not here. I've
been.
Oh, Keith's a great player, man. I learned a lot from Keith. I've heard through the grapevine some people said that, but you know, I think I'm a safety, but I'll play wherever. You know, I'll play wherever coach want me to play, wherever I can help the team. I think I can play both because of my size and speed. So, you know, wherever team wants me, I'm ready to play that position.
At the same time, safeties, you know, that are more coveted in the league these days are ones that can go down and cover the slot and also fill against the run. I mean, obviously, you can do both of those things pretty well.
Absolutely. You know, I think me playing the Pac-10 helped me out in that part of the game because, you know, I probably covered 15, 20 times a game one-on-one. Covers guys like Steve Smith, Dwayne Jarrett, DeSean Jackson, you know, Jason Hill. So, I mean, those are some legit receivers in this draft. Covering them one-on-one as a safety, you know, is challenging. And then run. I mean, I went against some great running backs to fill in a run. So it's something that I think that, you know, I kind of got both aspects of the game, which, you know, sometimes you play in a scheme that you don't get the both aspects. So I've been fortunate. No.
No. You heard the Archuleta.
A little bit, yeah.
What do you go through out here?
Yes, I'm going to do a full workout. I'm going to run low 4.4s. So,
what's the best that you have?
I've run, last summer I ran a 4.38 and I ran a 4.39 and a 4.41. So I've been in the 4.3s before. I've been low 4.4s. Ken Harris.
Did you replace Keith at the safety spot because he came to Oregon?
Keith didn't play safety, though. When he came in at junior college, I was my first year starting, and then we had actually a safety spot open up, but they put him at linebacker right away, you know, and he did very well. Man, that kid is one of the smartest players I play with, and, you know, he's a great player to learn from.
Who have you met with? Anybody
interviewed? We started our one-on-one meetings tonight, our formal meetings, but I met with a lot of them, you know, in the informal meetings.
What did you meet with?
Tonight I think I'm meeting with the Bengals, but tomorrow night I have like 10 or 12 meetings. So. You mean like last night? The Shrine game, I met with Tampa Bay, Jacksonville, New England. I think that's about formal meetings, that's about all. But I met a lot of other scouts just talking to. So.
Where have you been training?
Down in South Florida. I trained UAI, it's called Ultimate Athletes.
Okay.